Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's new project One and Other. The date today is the 20th of July 2009 and if I can please ask you to state your full name, your date of birth and where you come from.
My name's Clemency Otto. I was born on the 13th of May 1972 and I come from Acton in West London.
And you're here today to stand on the fourth plinth, Trafalgar Square, at a 10 o'clock in the morning slot on a Monday. How are you feeling about that?
I'm quite nervous at the moment. I feel a bit thick inside, a lot of butterflies, but I'll be all right.
And if I can just take you back to when you first heard about the project, what was it that most appealed to you?
I heard about it on the radio and I thought, oh, I'll have a go, and I put my details in and I just thought it would be a good opportunity, but I didn't really think that I'd be chosen because I just imagined there'd be lots of different people, and because it was a lottery, well, I'm never the luckiest person, so I just left it at that, really.
You say you heard about it on the radio. Was it the Arches that you heard about it?
No, it wasn't, although when I mentioned it to my mum, she said, oh, I know about the plinth, yes, we've heard it on the Arches. No, I was listening to the Vanessa Feltz show on Radio London, and she was very enthusiastic about it, and I thought, well, why not have a go? Seems like a good idea. Yeah.
And then you got a place, of course.
Yes, I got a place, and I was at work, and I opened up the email, and I started jumping around the English office, going, I'm going to be on the plinth. And there was someone else in the office, and I looked at the bottom, it said, please keep this confidential until the Friday. And I was like, oops. And so I had to say to my colleague, what I was just saying, just ignore it, it didn't happen. She's like, I don't know what you're talking about, that's fine. And I was like, good. So that was quite amusing, really. But yeah, I was very excited, and then about 10 minutes later I was like, I'm going to be on the plinth, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? So it was kind of elation and then shock and worry, really.
And how did you decide how to spend your hour?
Well, I had lots of ideas at the beginning, and it was like, okay, I could do this, or I could do that, or I could make a test, or... And then I sat down and thought, I'm probably not going to do any of those things. So what I've done is I'm taking music up with me, because I thought if I can listen to music, that's a really good thing, that'll keep me calm. And then I've got just a few little bits and pieces, which I may or may not do, because I don't know how I'm going to feel when I'm up there, whether I'll have the courage to do them. So.
What music have you brought today?
I've got some Cuban music, which is a mixture of salsa and son. I also have, I don't know how you describe Lady Hawk as, but I really love her album. I've also got the soundtrack to Cabaret and some other bits and pieces, some Michael Jackson. Eclectic mix of music, really.
And is this going to be on an iPod? Or is it
going to
be audible to the
public? No, well, I've got a CD player. I don't know how much the audience will hear, but if I can hear it, that's fine.
And could you elaborate on a few of the bits and pieces you said that you would do if you'd like to?
Well, I've got what I've written is it's kind of a list of words. It's big enough so people can see about what I am. So it's got different statements about me. So that's one thing. And then I've got a little canvas and some paints, so I might paint while I'm up there. I've got a poster I might show, and I've got a finale I might do if I feel I'm able to do it. I might think, no, don't want to do it, but then I might also think, well, it's my only chance up here, yeah. Go for it, so, yeah.
It sounds like it's quite biographical.
Yeah.
Your approach to the idea of the work. Would you say that's true?
I think so, because I think there's probably no point in doing something if it's not you, but I just don't want to look too pretentious. I really feel a bit scared of people looking at, what is she doing? What does she mean? But then again, who cares? You know, it's about me, so.
Mm. Would you like to divulge any of those statements about what you are?
Well, it starts off with, it says, I am. dot dot dot, and the first one it's daughter, and it goes mum, friend, but it's just things like that to do to what I am, really.
Personal relationships.
Yeah.
And what do your friends and family think about this?
Mum and dad really pleased. One of my best friends from work, Annie, she was just like, oh my goodness, that's brilliant. Partly because she would like to do it, but she never would. So she thought that was really cool. And then I've got some other friends coming down from work, and they think it's a really good idea. But I didn't really tell loads and loads of people because I just thought, oh, maybe it's easier for tourists to be walking by because they don't know me rather than people you know. So,
and as some, you're from London,
yeah.
So, to stand on the fourth plinth in Trafalgar Square as a place, I suppose you've come in here as a child. And does the square is it in your memories?
Oh, definitely, because over the years, I've come down here a lot when I was little, when there used to be pigeons here, I used to run away from them. Actually, I'm really hoping I don't get attacked by a rogue pigeon. That would really freak me out. Uganda House is just across the road. My dad's from Uganda, so that's their High Commission. When Mandela became president and came here, I brought my eldest son down. So happy memories of that. And also, I'm always popping in and out of the galleries around here. So, yeah, I can say it is really a good thing because it is a part of London which I do come to a lot, and now I'll kind of be, well, I'm a part of it, so that's quite exciting, really.
Great. Can you say a bit more about your heritage, your family heritage? You said your dad's from Uganda.
Yeah, my mum's from England. There's a bit of Irish and possibly Polish coming in on her side of the family. It's just me. I'm an only child. I've been most of my life been in West London, different parts of it, but I grew up in Acton and I'm back in Acton now. Yeah, that's me, really.
Yeah. And you said the English office where you work. Where do you work?
I work at Cardinal Wiseman School in Greenford. It will be my 10th year this year. I teach English. And yeah, so yeah, that's my day job, really, and my night job sometimes, to be honest. So yeah, I've got that. I've got two children, Jahan, who is nearly 17, and Idris, who is 7. And Jahan said to me, "You're not going to dance when you're up there, are you?" And I was like, "No." Although I might, you never know. So yeah, I think he thinks it's good, but he's a bit embarrassed. And Idris was pleased about it, but he went to school today. He had the chance to come down, but he went to school because it's their party day, and obviously parties are very important when you're 7, more than seeing your mum on the plinth. But that's fine, that's not a problem.
And your outfit today, is there anything significant about what you're wearing?
I did actually think, which is really shallow, even if I don't do anything, as long as I look good, it'll be all right. But that sounds really terrible. But no, I just, it is a new purchase, but it was in the sale, so I don't feel too guilty. But it's just a nice little dress, and I like dresses, so, yeah.
And I noticed you've got a necklace with your name on.
Yeah, one with my name, which I got last year, because I'd always wanted a name chain. And when you've got a name like Clemency, you don't get them. So I had that made specially. And then I've got the heart with Cuba. I've been there twice, and I really, really have a strong affinity with the Cuban people, and I love it there, so that's why the heart.
Oh, lovely. What is it about the Cuban people?
They're just, when you go there, I mean, there's so much that comes out about the place, and until you go there, you can't really understand what it's like. And I went when I was 17 with my parents, and I liked it then, but then I went with work last year, and we went into schools in Cuba and talked to students, and just, you know, speaking to the people that work there in the universities and the way the education system is, it's an absolutely fascinating place. And we stayed in an area which a lot of Latin American people go to, and it was, you know, mixing with Cubans rather than tourists over there. And it's just meeting lots of different people. I met just on a walk one day, I was out and started talking to this guy, and he'd fought in Angola, and he was telling me about that. And they're very approachable, they'll talk to you, and there's just a nice warm feeling when you're there. And it's a fascinating place, and I'd like to go back actually and maybe do a brigade or something. And it's just a wonderful place to be, really. Mm-hmm.
I've never been, so
I would recommend going. Yeah.
Can I ask you to say a bit more about you as a person? How would you describe yourself?
I don't know. When I had to do those three words, what did I put? Full, creative, and compact. My friend Sandy laughed at the compact one, but being little, I suppose I am. I don't know. I think it's really hard to say what you're like as a person, because some people say, yeah, she's great, and others probably say, no.
What's important to you in your life at the moment?
I think most of all that my children are happy. I want to give them the best, really, make sure they're okay. And if they're happy, I guess that makes me happy. And just to, potter through life and, do things like this occasionally, surprise myself, surprise other people.
Yeah. Have you ever done anything like this before?
When I was younger, I did actually perform a lot. I used to dance, and I trained as a dancer, so I suppose I shouldn't be as nervous as I am, really, given that I have performed in front of people before. But I suppose this is different, because it is just me for an hour. I've never done an hour by myself, and I suppose that's the scariest thing, but who knows, it might just go by very quickly. So
what is it that scares you?
I don't know, because I thought, because it would be really nice to be up high, because I'm short, and I really like the idea of being looking at things in that way from a completely different perspective. But I just think you are really exposed up there, and it's like the dream where your clothes disappear and you're running through the streets of London and you wake up and you're like sweating. And I think it's like that. Obviously I'm not going to be naked, but it's that same feeling, being completely exposed by yourself.
You said you trained as a dancer. What kind of dance?
I used to do contemporary dance, but I'd go into it as a career, because it's quite cutthroat, I suppose, and it's all that audition process and that side of it. I wasn't me, so yeah, I haven't danced for a while though. But I've always been like into art and different sorts of performing, so I suppose this is a natural progression to do so well. I'm glad I've been chosen. Yeah, that's good.
You said your dad's from Uganda. Can I ask you to say a little bit more about that?
He lives there now. He's lived there for the past 20 odd years. And we text each other and I speak to him, and I haven't been over yet. But I'd like to go over and see him at some point, because my grandma's still there and he's got a little farm, and my grandma's got her own little farm. And yeah, so yeah, they live over there, and I must go one day to see that side of things.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Just a couple more questions. Who are you doing this for?
Oh, I'm not doing it for a charity or anything else. I suppose, who am I doing it for? For me, and for art, I suppose. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Anthony Gormley's work?
I went to another place last year with my friend Annie, and it was just this wonderful day when we were walking on the beach and going up with the sculptures and touching them, taking photos. And so I knew about his work and the Angel of the North and things like that, and I suppose that drew me to it, because I thought, well, it's an inspired idea. To, it's it's his work, but it's not his at the same time. It's quite giving, I think, for an artist to say, right, I want this to be done for everyone and for everyday people to take part. So, yeah.
And have you got any hopes or fears or expectations about going up today?
Hopefully I won't be struck by vertigo or attacked by pigeons. Mm-hmm. I think that's the fear. And I just hope it goes well and I come down with a smile on my face.
Yeah, great. Okay. Well, brilliant. Thank you so much.
Thank you.